I was busy working away on things. And I came back. One of the things I saw was Marjorie Taylor for Pope. And I was going, what in the Sam hell is going on here? And of course, this is the headline I am greeted to by a guy named Mark Freudenfelder of boingboing.net, because I only get you the best sources. But this is such a great headline. Marjorie Taylor Greene says Satan's controlling the church because Christians are helping migrants. Is that really what she said? Is it? Well, I have the audio if you didn't hear it from during Mike's show this morning. We can play it now because the first mistake she made was she went on Church Militant, Church Maleficent with Michael Virus or Vorus or whatever the hell you want to, whatever the Hades you want to call him. But this is the quote here that has gotten everybody into what we would call a bit of a tizzy. Let's take a listen here in the Barrett Brief.
What it is that Satan's controlling the church. The church is not doing its job, and it's not adhering to the teachings of Christ, and it's not adhering to what the Word of God says we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to live. And what they're doing by saying, oh, we have to love these people and take care of these migrants and love one another. This is loving one another. Yes, we are supposed to love one another, but their definition of what love one another means means destroying our laws. It means completely perverting what our Constitution says. It means taking unreal advantage of the American taxpayer. And it means pushing a globalist policy on the American people and forcing America to become something that we are not supposed to be. What it is it's Satan's.
So, all right. Marjorie Taylor, being Marjorie Taylor, just said it in the wrong way. And believe me, Marjorie, I'm a guy who does not say things correctly a lot of the time, so I feel you. Now, Bill Donahue had no chill, as the kids say, and came out and fired off some really kind of ridiculous stuff. And, of course, that's where these people who don't... I'm glad that Marjorie told, she said that or released it yesterday, because then we got our Twitter theologians to come out of hiding, because they only come out about Christmas time. They got a little spring work in, a little spring training, all quoting the Bible. Oh, Leviticus, like this guy, Mark Friendfile or whatever. Leviticus 19:34. The alien who resides with you shall be with you as citizens among you, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, well, St. Thomas Aquinas says otherwise. These guys literally just go into the Bible and do search for alien or immigrant or whatever the case may be. Of course, you have places like the Center for Immigration Studies, James K. Hoffmeyer, who says use and abuse of the Bible in the immigration debate, because that the Bible has been absolutely abused, as it would be. You know, if you ever watch the Book of Eli, you understand that point entirely. It can be abused by those who seek to do evil. So Bill Donahue came out and was like, Marjorie Taylor Greene's bad, blah, 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 blah. Well, I'm gonna make my point on why I agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene, and then we'll talk about some of the things she wrote in this letter. But here's the issue. She gets this wrong because she obviously left the church, which I think is a weak sauce argument that she gave. Now, in her Magna Carta, if you will, it was with great sorrow and unwavering faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, my emphasis, not hers, I stopped attending Catholic Mass when I became a mother because I realized I could not trust the church leadership to protect my children from pedophiles. Marjorie. What are you talking about here? So you're going to go to the Fellowship River of the Baptists Jerusalem Church. You know the reason why they keep records in the Vatican, because you have a central source. Now, I'm not dogging my evangelical brothers and sisters here. Please understand this. I love y'all. You know I do. But when you have a scandal, when you have a pastor who has a sexual relationship or an inappropriate relationship with another, with an adult or a minor, they're not tracking that. That gets reported in your local paper. That pastor leaves. And guess what? They move to the next county and start a new church. Because they're obviously not interested in the word of God. You and I can agree on that. So you're telling me that the Catholic Church is the only place, Marjorie, that has struggles with the flesh. I mean, I've chronicled on this program the real child predators that are female teachers in public schools. Or we saw with U.S. gym. What about USA Gymnastics, Marjorie? Are they any better? My point is, when you get so specific, oh, it's because of the pedophiles in the church. So you're objectively saying that there are no pedophiles anywhere else? Because I know you know that's not correct. So that I can't ride with you on that one. That is a weak sauce argument. And Mike Church and Kennedy Hall, absolutely, they didn't rip it apart, but they approached it from the obviously intellectual manner that they do. Mine's more of a blue-collared approach. Hopefully you guys don't mind. And of course, she said I was invoking church leadership when I was referring to church leadership when I invoked the devil. And the bishops know that. But they had their loyal lapdog pretend I was being disrespectful about the faith. Just so we're clear, bishops, when I said controlled by Satan, I wasn't talking about the Catholic Church. I was talking about you. And yeah, there you go. She's actually correct. She's correct in that regard. Outside of what? Bishop Strickland? Then a couple others here and there. The bishops here in these United States of Amazon have not really had a shining reputation. Even just go to 2 years ago, all the bishops shut down the churches. That's something the devil would like. Even the good ones did it. And I have chronicled the amount of money that is funneled into Catholic Charities, which is essentially just a money law. Catholic Charities is the equivalent to a Chinese laundromat at this point. They're just funneling money through this sucker. We've seen the videos of illegal aliens being bussed in, going into a Catholic Charities in McAllen, Texas, coming out 10 minutes later with a shopping bag full of stuff, getting on a bus and going somewhere else. Now, the idea, of course, that these people are saying, well, you're helping Christians and Marjorie Taylor Greene doesn't like that because she's a meaty. I don't believe in illegal immigration either. And there are plenty of Catholics that think that, too. Well, what about you must give to the stranger? Well, there's plenty of strangers here in these United States in the form of homeless that y'all don't seem to care about either. And of course, they always use Leviticus 19, either 33 or 34. And it's really just very, very easy. And I'm referring here to the James Hoffmeyer piece from the Center for Immigration Studies. Regarding Leviticus, the answer is unequivocal. Nations small and large have recognizable borders, typically demarcated by natural features like rivers, valleys, mountains, as they are today. Warring Egyptian pharaohs often claimed that they went on campaigns to widen or extend Egypt's borders. Wars were fought over where boundary lines would be drawn and forts strategically placed on frontiers to defend this territory. So, permits akin to modern visas were issued. And so when we talk about these kinds of things, this idea was that in Leviticus, that there were territories and there always was national sovereignty. Always was. So it's very crazy here. And what I'm going to do, since I can't, it's a very deep cut article. So I'm going to drop it in our chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat, CHAT. So the idea that we have to help these people because they're here is completely not true. But I don't really care about that. The whole thing with the immigration argument, we've gone over that back and forth. I agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene in that regard. Now, I'm not with her and like our Constitution and all these other things. Nah, I don't care about that. I don't care about any of that. I care about the Republic of Texas. And it really is a shame to hear somebody that is a cradle Catholic who is married in the church, her children are baptized, which can never go away. The idea that it was because of pedophiles and I left. The pedophiles are terrible and I just couldn't protect my children. Kennedy Hall said, go somewhere else. Go to a Latin mass. Find somewhere. And I try to say this to people all the time when they complain about Pope Francis or whatever. We are not the first generation. America was not the first country like, oh, well, our bishops are terrible. Everybody else got the good bishops. We got the bad ones. St. Athanasius, the Council of Nicaea, 325 AD. The floor of hell is paved with the skulls of bishops, Marjorie. The church has always had to deal with these things. It is because, and this is my opinion, my evangelical brothers and sisters, y'all know that. It is the light. It is the church founded by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Of course it's going to be attacked with bad bishops and bad priests. We have bad priests right now. You got Father Martin running around. You got that idiot Breaking the Habit dude who's running around on his YouTube channel. He blocked me because I called him out too many times because he thinks that guns are worse than abortion. Every Catholic here can see what she's writing about. I kind of agree when she says that America's Catholic bishops are some of the worst in the world. Sorry. I tend to agree with this. And this argument over the way Catholic charities and Catholic groups, like, once again, if you go to the Lepanto Institute, Michael Hitchborn has been sniffing this thing out. That's what he's been doing. Trying to come up with some kind of quib, but it didn't work. But in 1997, the National Catholic Register wrote by Tracy Early, Catholic Charities argues government funding is vital. And that was back when Rick Santorum was going after him. Another Catholic politician. So the Catholic bishops, after the USCCB was created, is now nothing more. And people are like, oh, well, the USCCB, blah, blah, blah. The USCCB is not even that old. So don't quote the USCCB. A and B, it doesn't bind me to anything. So you better back off that horse. But Catholic Relief Services has been in a multitude of things. Let me just give you one example. July 2012. Once again, I'm citing the Lepanto Institute. LifeSite News broke the story of Catholic Relief Service giving $5.3 million to CARE, which is a contraception and abortion-promoting organization. This article from the Washington Times back in 2015, Catholic Church collects $1.6 billion in U.S. contracts and grants since 2012. Once again, I just said National Catholic Register. Catholic Charities argues government funding is vital. And then this one from Complicit Clergy. This year, Catholic Charities involved in the largest illegal invasion in U.S. history. Once again, correct. All of this under the stewardship of our bishops. And half of our bishops, I have a bishop in El Paso, Texas, that says that I am not doing the Lord's work because I didn't get jabbed. So Marjorie, we agree. What are you doing on the outside? Because of one thing, you're Judas. You're Judas at this point, Marjorie. And the sin that Judas, and you know, if you guys say I'm wrong, you can absolutely call me out. The sin of Judas was that he did not seek God's forgiveness.